We've been putting a lot of hard work into it, and a lot of organizations in town are participating this year, introducing the Rails that's joining us to partner up. But you got the Oasis and Up and Smoke Barbecue and their art show, the Art Institute. I mean, there's just a number of participants. We're doing it at Open Arms again this year. There's 19 balloons scheduled to be there from various locations, a full week of flying. We've got scheduled from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, maybe Sunday. So, plenty of opportunity to see balloons, knock on wood, if the weather holds out. Yeah, there's going to be a media flight Thursday evening. So, probably about 5 or 6 in the evening. And then Saturday morning, there's going to be a flight into Open Arms. And then there'll be flights out Friday night. And so, the whole schedule is out there online. If you go to the Facebook page or you just go to balloonsover66.com, there's a nice little app. It'll direct you to the Facebook page. One of the new things we introduced this year was a virtual assistant. And it's been pretty traditional that during the event, people are asking a lot of questions about where things are going and what they can do. And there's only a couple of people that can monitor that page throughout the weekend because they're super busy. So we put a virtual assistant in place now that's got a pretty robust database of everything. So you can ask it questions. It'll give you all the information you need. And then we can step in if it's not giving you exactly what you need.